Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bill Carl here. I'm bringing us back, whiter shade of pale, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. For joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Olala Njinga is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of Yellowwood Group, author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and our good friend Olala, welcome back, and thanks again for being with us today. We're talking about the three things that you think that we need to be doing in marketing to get ready for a strong 2015. We were just talking about entertainment. We were defining entertainment pretty broadly. Thank you for playing along with me on that, because I just think that I like the word entertainment, but I just think that for folks who might think, well, I can't tell a joke. I don't sing. I can't dance. How can I entertain people? When the truth is, what they really want to see, they want you to entertain them, meaning capture their attention by showing them that you're a human being just like them. And Olala, this is one of the advantages. This is the holy grail advantage of a small business over a big business, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. That's the point that we were at before the break, and if you don't have to do something outlandish, you know, we are moving into a space right now where, as a small business owner, this movement from being a brand to being a person is our sweet spot.
That's right.
You know, and there are a lot of ways to incorporate that sense of entertainment or experience, or as you said, capturing their attention. And so that's why I mentioned, you know, me being an introvert, which sparked, you know, this whole joke from you. Mm-hmm. But I say that because there's a lot of small business owners out there that are true introverts, right? And so they're going,
much introverts as they just don't have confidence in front of a camera. And what they don't realize is that they don't have to be excellent. In fact, I don't want them to be perfect. I don't want them to have a teleprompter. I want them to say what they think, and if they mess up, say, fix it, correct it, go again, and do that in one take, even with the mistakes. Put it up on the website.
Call the bloopers, right?
And let people see that you're a human being. Those are the most genuine, most authentic moments you can have with a customer, and people like that.
Yes. Yeah, we like bloopers. I mean, remember back in the day when, you know, or outtakes or whatever you want to call them. I think that the point to take away with entertainment is that it can be anything from great copy on your website that speaks in regular voice, not all that, like, you know, jargon or whatever, just speak in regular voice. We're in the middle of that right now. We're relaunching ours this month, and it's completely rewritten to actually sound more like how I do business.
Yeah.
I do business, you know, in a conversation.
Straightforward.
I'm not going to, you know, do all these crazy things. The second piece that rolls right off of that is digital. Digital technology is going to dominate in 2015, and small business owners are going to have to step up their game a little and figure out clever, interesting ways to incorporate digital, mobile, social, and all things technology in how they attract, retain, and win back some of those customers in 2015. You're not going to be able to escape
that
component. For a business, it could be as simple as having a text campaign. And having a flash sale where you have a special code that you give out to a private list, and maybe that avails your customers to a particular discount, or having a VIP list, things of that nature. Can you incorporate wearable technology in your business? Maybe. Wearable tech is going to take over by 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I think about a third of the population is going to be wearing some piece of their business.
So how about this? So you're talking, customers come in, and you talk to them, or you're on the phone with them, or whatever, and you say, you know, if you were going to come by our shop, what day of the week would you think would typically be the best day for you?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that this one says Tuesday. And another one says Wednesday. Another one says Thursday. You were talking about that flash sale thing.
Right.
So you made a note of all the people on Tuesday.
Right.
And so don't send me, if I'm out of town on Tuesday and I can come by to see you on Wednesday, don't send me a flash sale on Tuesday because it's going to just irritate me.
Right.
But send it to all your Tuesday folks.
Yes, absolutely.
And say, hey, if you come by today, we're gonna give you a 5% discount or whatever it might be, right? Is that what you're talking
about? Absolutely. That I'm talking about things like that.
But it's knowing, but it doesn't work if you don't know something about your customer. And you won't know anything if you don't talk to them. Yes.
You have to talk to them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Take advantage of their behavior. You gotta open up your mouth and ask. If email is not working, if your response rates have gone down and you're seeing that people aren't interested, ask them, are you no longer interested, or is it the offer, or is it that you're just getting too much stuff in your inbox? Don't assume that you understand your customer's behavior. So you have to come from behind the laptop. Sometimes you have to pick up the phone and ask them, or stop by. If they're local, stop by and find out, hey, what's going on? We've become so used to putting distance between ourselves and the customer that we've forgotten how to just simply pick up the phone and ask our
customer. Boy, that is so true. and here's what's sad. I keep quoting John Nesbitt from 35 years ago when he said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. Folks, everything, a lot of just said to you, you've got to use more digital. And before she took another breath, she said, and you got to connect with them as a human being. It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it, Olala?
Absolutely. It's living in the space of and.
I need your website, please.
Sure, yellowwoodgroup.com, and my play space is olala.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break, 10 till, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.